Soul Ties 3. Last night, we started looking at emotional soul ties. We continue today and hope to knock the door into sexual soul ties. As is our custom, we will start by reading the scriptures and then start moving swiftly through the gears. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. We see from the scripture that Paul said we developed our soul ties in association with other children of disobedience. Tonight, we are sharing on soul ties you developed and sharpened with your friends in the world. They are very destructive. If you look at your life today and you find any bad habits there, you will also find people in your life with whom you practice them. Habits, also known as soul ties, are rarely practiced in isolation. Smokers usually go downstairs in parks to smoke together. They rarely go alone. A Nigerian friend of mine said she didn't know her soul ties, so I should figure out what they are. I told her I couldn't figure out what they are all the way from here. I said if I lived in a house for a week, I'll figure out our soul ties. You'll instantly think I'll go there to watch her. No, I'll be watching her friends, not her. Your friends tell me who you are because you fraternize on the basis of soul ties. It's that simple. Geeks fraternize with geeks. Drug addicts fraternize with drug addicts. Holy people fraternize with holy people. Prostitutes fraternize with prostitutes. Alcoholics fraternize with alcoholics. Musicians fraternize with musicians. Spiritually serious people fraternize with spiritually serious people. Womanizers fraternize with womanizers. Who are the people you love to be with or you feel most comfortable being with? That tells us what your soul ties are. I tell singles to keep an eye on their date, on who their date has as closest friends. They reflect the real him, not what he's showing you. I can accurately predict your future by observing your friends. You may pretend to me, but your friends show me who you are. In addition to seeking spiritual deliverance from soul ties habits, the associations that brought you there must be terminated. Over 12 years ago, a friend of mine coughed strangely on the phone. I knew that cough because I used to smoke as an unbeliever. It was a smoker's cough. She's saved, born again, and she sings in the choir. She sang in the choir. I confronted her and she owned up to doing a packet a day. She said she wanted to be out of it, so I figured out quick that there must be a group. I asked if her best three friends smoked. Her answer was yes for all three. In fact, they all lived together and all sang in the choir. Their boyfriends also attended the same church and were instrumentalists. I told her that deliverance would only come by her packing out of their house. No use wasting time tongue-talking there. Dangerous sexual habits are hardly developed as lone wolves. They are mostly developed with friends of like minds. Most smokers and alcoholics were introduced to those addictions by friends, others by remote observation. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Your efforts at deliverance and discipline fall apart like a cheap $2 suitcase when your evil associations remain intact. Many sincere and well-meaning Christians never reach their full potential because of soul ties that they practice with evil associations. If your three friends boast of how many girls they have been with this month, what will you also boast of? Soon, you'll find one to be with the same way. If you don't do the same, you can't measure up to the standard of that group. So you either do what your friends are doing or vote with your feet. Ladies, your turn. Your three closest friends described what they did with their boyfriends last weekend. You don't have any. Next week, you will give in to a guy who's been nagging you, or you'll vote with your feet out of that association. Alcoholics boast about how many pints they can consume before they get smashed. Men don't like being inferior, so they drink on. If you have a sex addiction, you must cut off completely from the sex partner and your pressure group who practice the same. Same with alcohol, drugs, and porn. You must terminate those relationships that brought you into those addictions. You are not to hang in there, trying to convince them to come out with you. If you want to be free, you must flee. This is in addition to renewing your mind with God's word and also removing your eye gates from those addictions. If you want to beat a sex problem, you need to cancel your subscription to the porn channels. Lot and his wife saw nothing wrong in Sodom and Gomorrah because they had stayed too long there watching the wrong people. You are a virgin. Don't make those who have no value for chastity your closest friends. They'll talk you out of chastity. You are more likely to arrive at your desired destination if you forsake evil associations that breed soul ties in your life. These soul ties also need to be starved to death by cutting their supplies to your high gates. Very important. You know the areas where Satan has continually buffeted you? Relocate yourself away from your partners in crime. I was so messed up before I got saved that I moved in with the fellowship leaders for 2 weeks to cut my evil associations. The sexual ones are even worse. You just can't hang out with them if you want to be free. If you hang out with people who talk profanity, ultimately your mind will also become profane. We have upheld the role of the renewal of mind in the process of beating soul ties. But if you don't relocate as well, you'll fail. Your continual rubbing of minds with experts in that area of soul ties will continue to frustrate your efforts to be free. There are some soul ties that are practiced in deep secrecy by people. They are equally dangerous. Cousins, siblings, friends practice certain soul ties under a pact of secrecy. But I have news for you. Proverbs 9:17. Stolen waters are sweet and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. Proverbs 20:17. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. These soul ties include porn, masturbation habits, and so on, shared with your very tightest of friends with whom you share a pact of secrecy. I have a female Christian friend who married another Christian in her church. Leading up to the wedding, they had no sex. That's good. Fast forward to wedding night, still no sex. That's good. The lady wasn't bothered. She was relaxed that the dude wasn't that sexually active. On his birthday, a card came through in the post addressed to her husband from a man who called her husband darling. It then came to light that her husband had a secret and illicit sexual pact with another man while married to my friend. Those are dangerous soul ties that involve secret pacts. They taste sweet to those who practice them, but they fill your mouth with gravel. Forbidden love may be sweet, but it will fill your mouth with gravel ultimately. My friend eventually had to separate from her husband, had to get him divorced and kick him out of the house because of what happened. So that also shows you a very disastrous consequence when you practice these sort of soul ties in secret. We'll come to the end of Soul Ties 3. To read more of these soul ties tweets, please log on to www.breakingsoulties.com. I'll spell that for you. www.breakingsoulties.com. soultires.com. God bless you.